This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We're about 5 hours away from the first pick being announced. Without further ado, let's get into pick 29 and what we would love, like, and hate from the Washington Commanders, an annual exercise on draft day. So, Danny, you do the honors first. I want to know, now this has to be realistic, right? Of course, we'd love Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter. But this is, of the options that are presumably going to be taken around pick 29, what is something that could actually happen that you would love?
This is an obscure thing. Obscure is the wrong word. I don't know how likely this is. I'm hopeful that enough things go Washington's way that this does happen. You want me to throw the little sounder to reveal who I would love in this draft, GP? You want me to do it that way? Let's do it that way. Darius, play who I would love.
Matthew Golden, wide receiver, Texas.
Swim in the gun. Ready to take the snap. Has the snap. Fourth and 13. Ewers looking. Fires. He's got Golden open. He caught it. Touchdown, Texas. Matthew Golden strikes again. 28 yards on fourth down and 13.
A speed burner, Matthew Golden will provide an immediate deep threat in the NFL. Running a 4-3 40-yard dash, his straight-line agility leaves defenders flat-footed. His explosiveness was showcased late in the year as he tallied 162 yards against Georgia in the SEC championship game and went for 149 yards and a touchdown in the college football quarterfinal against Arizona State. His combination of big play ability and reliable hands gives him possibly the highest upside at his position in the draft.
Did you hear the keywords in there? Big play ability and speed. Help Jaden Daniels? I would love it if they went Matthew Golden.
I get it. It's speed. It's a weapon. You're just not going to get me to disagree with anything that adds weaponry to Jaden Daniels' arsenal. Mm-hmm. So I don't see it happening because, A, I don't know that he'll be there, and, B, I think if he is, they wouldn't take him. But if they did take him, I'm coming into the studio tomorrow like Vince McMahon, happy about having another piece to add to McLaurin and Debo in that wide receiver.
I will eat an entire Pupatella pizza on Friday if they take him.
Yeah, we will be at Pupatella Pizza in Chantilly tomorrow, so come on out and celebrate the first-round pick and the Caps on a 2-0 series lead with us all day long and eat some za for your lunchtime. For what I would love, I'm going edge. I'm going Donovan Ezeraku from Boston College. I care about production. I know it seems to be something that is fleeting now, that you would draft a player who's actually good in college to go along with some measurables. I want a speed rusher. I want a guy that can get to the quarterback. I would be giddy if Ezeraku falls into their lap and they take the senior defensive end out of the ACC.
Donovan Ezeraku, defensive end, Boston College. An all-around athlete in high school competing in discus and the triple jump, Donovan Ezeraku developed into one of college football's elite pass rushers. He's extremely polished for a young player and is more than just a talented athlete. He'll make a difference early on as a pass rusher, but scouts believe he can develop into a good run defender as well, thanks to his work ethic and intelligence.
Donovan Ezeraku, 21 tackles for loss, 16 and a half sacks. As an All-American who led the conference in both of those categories last year, that's the pick I would love. Danny, the pick you would like.
For the record, I would like Ezeraku an awful lot, too. I'd be happy with that. I worry he goes a pick or two in front of Washington. This is what I would like. You'll see a theme in my picks. There's some speed going on.
Maxwell Hairston, cornerback, Kentucky. Limited to only 7 games last season due to a shoulder injury, Maxwell Harrison still made his presence felt, being named second team All-SEC. He can be a game-changing defender as he tied the Kentucky school record with 3 career pick sixes. He has great footwork, can change direction quickly, and has a keen ability in route recognition. At 183 pounds, scouts believe he'll need to put on some weight, but his natural nose for the football makes him an asset for any defense.
To me, I would like that. I'm hoping for a weapon, hoping for an edge. I just worry that the board won't shake that way. And Harrison, to me, is kind of the next best of that group. Maybe not a pure outside guy just yet, but the speed jumps off the page. The athleticism jumps off the page. I'm excited. That's somebody I can work with for a position I think they're not as good at as they think they are.
It feels to me like that's a very real possibility.
I think so, too.
The later we get into the process, and it seems like a lot of the defensive ends could go, the more it seems like corner's going to be of value there at 29, and he could be a guy high on their radar. So you might get what you like. Not what you need, not what you love, but what you like.
What you like.
Tonight. Time for what I would like. I would like a weapon. I would like Travion Henderson, the running back, out of Ohio State. I would like that pick a lot, even if it's a little bit early. That's fine. I would like a wide receiver. You mentioned Golden, who I think will be gone. What about Henderson's teammate, an 80-catch, 1,000-yard, 10-touchdown route runner who could automatically come in here at about 6'1 and 203, play and help right away?
Emeka Abuka, wide receiver, Ohio State.
Will Howard, front man in a pistol behind center Seth McLaughlin, gets the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, throws toward the goal line, caught, touchdown, is grabbing the ball and being slung out of bounds after making the grab. Emeka Abuka.
Running the 40-yard dash in 4.3 seconds, Emeka Abuka has straight-line speed that strikes fear in opposing defenses. A sure-handed pass catcher, he racked up 81 receptions and 10 touchdowns last season, helping lead the Buckeyes to a national title win. His ceiling at the next level will depend on his ability to separate from more physical corners, but Abuka is an all-around receiving talent.
Danny sleeps on Emeka Abuka. Darius sleeps on Emeka Abuka. Clary definitely sleeps on Emeka Abuka. 2 1,000-yard seasons, 1,150 and 10 touchdowns in 2022, and then 80 catches with a 10-touchdown, 1,000-yard season last year for Ohio State. I would really like that pick. Your boy wants offensive skill help. Get me some speed.
Yeah, definitely would not mind that at all. A little bit less flash, I think, for Egbuka, but just, you know, basically going to the league to be a complimentary number two receiver. Ain't nothing wrong with that at the end of the first round.
All right, so far I would love Donovan Ezeraku, edge. I would like Emeka Egbuka, wide receiver.
I would love Matthew Golden, and I would like Maxwell Hairston.
So we're feeding out of similar meal plans here. All right, let's get to the picks that we would hate Washington making if they stick at 29.
You already said one of the names that I would hate as someone that you would like. I would hate Travion Henderson. I would hate this one just as much.
Omarion Hampton, running back, North Carolina.
Every play of the last two drives has been a run to Hampton. Here's a shovel pass to Hampton, and he's free middle of the field. 25, angling to the near sideline, and for the fifth time today, Hampton's into the end zone. Touchdown, Carolina.
An explosive runner with elite burst, Omarion Hampton tallied over 2,000 yards and 17 touchdowns as a junior at North Carolina. At 6 foot and 220 pounds, Hampton has the ideal size to be a three-down back. He's a violent runner, but also doubles as a reliable pass catcher and is a physical pass protector. Hampton profiles as an immediate impact playmaker out of the backfield.
What are you doing, Danny Hutier?
I think he's good. This is like the guy at the fantasy draft that when everyone else starts the positional run, you go, oh, I should probably do that, and you get terrible value. We shouldn't be taking a running back in the first round. You shouldn't do it unless you're ready to compete at the highest level and got no other holes. If you're Kansas City, go ahead and do it. If you're Philadelphia, go ahead and do it. Not that they need him, but they could. There is too much value at running back in this draft. I'm telling you, I'd be way better off taking a couple of the players that I mentioned previously at 29, be it a defensive end, be it a corner, be it a wideout, and going with a Damian Martinez from Miami, who really like Bashal Tutin, who we had on the show in the mid rounds. I'd rather have Caleb Johnson from Iowa, who faced nothing but 9 and 10 man boxes for a group that couldn't throw and who's getting touched behind the line of scrimmage every down and still ran for 1,600 yards. There are way too many good running backs to waste a late first-round pick on one when there are too many good pieces that you can get with some acquisitions in round three and round four.
The good news for you is Amari and Hampton will be gone 15 picks before Washington.
I wanted to do Henderson, but we didn't have a sounder for him.
Hampton's going to go in the middle of the first round because he's unbelievable. Ask the Lions if they're upset that they took Jahmyr Gibbs. The answer is no. Ask the Falcons if they're bothered that they used a first round on Bijan Robinson. Obviously not. Ask the Eagles how they felt about winning the Super Bowl last year with former top five pick Saquon Barkley running for 2K. Absolutely not. You can find really, really good players like Amari and Hampton. 1,500 yards, 1,600 yards the last 2 years. Which of his 30 touchdown rushes in the last two seasons do you like the most? And he can catch the ball to the backfield. It's the thing you like.
It's the thing I like.
He is an athlete, man. I mean, I just wake up at night thinking about a time when he's my starting running back. But he's not going to be there, so it does not matter. But you're taking some crazy pills on that one. Here's something I would hate.
Shamar Stewart, defensive end, Texas A&M.
This one's 3rd and 9 for the Aggie 41. Bazelak, pressure up the middle. They got him. They got him. Shamar Stewart got him at midfield.
An outstanding athlete at 6'5" and 267 pounds. He ran a 4.5 40-yard dash with a 40-inch vertical and a 10-foot broad jump. His sack totals don't jump off the page, but he racked up 39 total pressures over 315 defensive snaps in his final season at College Station. He's also drawn comparisons physically to four-time All-Pro Myles Garrett. He'll need to refine his pass rush technique, but Stewart has tantalizing upside.
I can't believe they found a Shamar Stewart highlight, because he doesn't finish a whole lot of plays.
That's the highlight.
I mean, that's the one. So I'm leaving myself open to you telling me I'm crazy here, and I understand that. But I need you to make more football plays. When you have a 3-year track record as an edge with 4.5 total sacks combined, 1.5 in all three seasons, and combined in 3 years, 12 TFLs, that's not enough. The measurables are unbelievable. The size is central casting. He looks like an action figure. I get it. The combine, ridiculous. He's a football player, right?
Football player.
I need you to make some football plays. And the pressure rate and some of that stuff is pretty good. There's a spot for him. Like, I'm not taking him in the late second or the third or something. But I put him here, Danny, because I don't want them reaching for an edge at 29. Just to satisfy the requirement. We need one. He's there. Let's take him. I don't even think he will be there. I'll bet you somebody takes him because he's such a tantalizing athlete before that. But I don't want to take a player that didn't put up really quality college production.
This is my area of weakness when it comes to evals and players and things like that. I would rather, I've used my axiom, I'd rather explain away inflated production at a lower level or something like that, then try to defend why someone didn't put up stats at all. I understand he's a crazy athlete. I get the scheme watered some things down. You could do that with 5 sacks. You could do that with like 15 TFLs or something. But the fact that there just was so little in those various columns when you're counting up the stats, I can't do it. I can't.
That's what we'd love, like, and hate. Tweet us. Let us know what you would love and hate.